Hey everybody, this is Ben Lundholm, the Vice Principal at Ruby Bridges, and I'm here with...
Jesse Woodward, the School Principal.
And...
Kristen Furuichi Fong, Title I Reading Intervention Teacher.
And we're starting something a little bit new today. We're going to try a new podcast that's stories from our school, sort of modeled on The Moth. If you've ever heard that podcast, it typically there's a theme and people tell stories related to the theme. We tried something like this with our professional development when we came back to school, and we heard some unbelievable stories, and one of those was from Kristen. So we invited her in today to share with us the question. The theme that we had is to describe a meaningful or important thing, incident that happened to you last school year during the 2017-2018 school year. And Kristen told one that sort of brought down the house. So we invited her in to help start us off, not to raise the expectations up too high.
Lower the expectations.
Lower. This was her story just with, I think, what was maybe 10 minutes to prepare. So it's not anything super posh. It's not, but I think you may appreciate the kind of things that happen at Ruby Bridges all the time.
All right. So I guess also before I start, just a little background. As a reading intervention teacher, I work alongside my colleagues serving students who are in need of extra help in reading to help bring them to grade level. And so the story that I'm going to tell is about one of the students that I saw last year for the first time. So before she entered my classroom, her reputation preceded her. Her classroom teacher shared with me that she needed a lot of support. Somehow she arrived in first grade without any kindergarten experience, and you know what that means. She didn't know the names of any letters, and she couldn't even write her name. I knew that we had our work cut out for her. But unlike many young children who often are not aware of the things that they don't know but should know, this student knew. She knew that she couldn't write her name or even name the letters in her name. But instead of seeing it as a roadblock or a challenge, she used it to fuel her desire to learn what so many of the other students already knew. Her literacy skills and needs were so great, that not only did she come to our first grade reading intervention group, but I had her join our kindergarten group. So she received a double dose of reading intervention. So she arrived faithfully and eagerly each day, early in fact, and I'm not even sure if that's because her teacher forgot what time to send her or if it was because she was so eager to come and learn. I like to think it's the latter. So as time went on, this student made amazing leaps and bounds. She learned to identify the names of the letters in her name. She could write her name. She began to recognize sight words. And by the end of the year, in my time with her, she was able to decode and sound out words. One day during recess, I heard a knock at my door, but that being just a quick 10-minute break of ours, I didn't answer it. And that was the one day that I wish that I had. The student came back to me after recess and asked if I had found the gift that she had left at my door. And I told her that I hadn't, because when I had opened it to go get her class from the recess line, nothing was there. And so I asked her what it was, and she said that she brought a bottle of perfume for me because she wanted to thank me for helping her learn how to read and helping her learn her name. And so if I already didn't feel bad because I hadn't opened the door, I felt even doubly worse because, one, the gift wasn't there and someone made off with the bottle of perfume. And two, this child really, truly, for her, I think it was a heartfelt gesture of appreciation from a child. And so another month went by and she arrived at my door again. But this time, I was there, and in her hands, she had two well-loved, well-used sets of flashcards for reading, sight words and alphabet cards. And she said that it was a gift for me again. And she said this time, she was giving it to me with the hope that I would use them to help other students learn the way that I had helped her learn how to read.
Wow. Thank you, Kristen, for sharing. And that's the episode one.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.